Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Footballer Season 2, Episode 47. This week, Mets and Paul join me to wrap up the entire team of the season and talk about the rest of FIFA 22. I'm sure this isn't the last of the content, so we'll see what they roll out next. But if you want to keep up with everything, make sure you visit our friends at FIFAUteam.com or simply click the link in the show notes. Let's get into the show. Welcome back to Footballers. Team of the season is done. It's dusted. We're wrapping it up. Ultimate team of the season is here. And so is Paul. So is Mets. Mets, how's it going, buddy?
Not doing too bad. I've managed to survive the Isle of Man TT, unlike a few unfortunate souls. For anyone who's not familiar with that motorcycle festival over here, it's probably the world's most dangerous motorsports event, and we do unfortunately get fatalities every year. We've had five this year. So very sad about that, but it is a great experience to try it over here if you're into that kind of thing. But had a little bit less time on foot this week. I got a little bit jibbed, actually. I was about to settle into playing Weekend League on Friday night and thought I was qualified because I'd gone through the qualification process before the season reset, and it took it away from me. So that pissed me off enough to not even try, to be honest. So go figure. Nice one.
Mm. So you took the weekend off then?
Well, I'm in the middle of qualification, so I might do a bit of Weekend League tonight, stroke tomorrow. Yeah. We'll see, but I'm also going to be playing that daily Tots Cup, although you only get to play three matches, which is a bit of a shame per day. But I do enjoy playing those, and having max chemistry has kind of blown things wide open. I actually find it harder to build good squads when I don't have constraints. I need the rules. I need the structure to be able to put a team together. Otherwise, I'm just like all over the place. But maybe you guys feel differently. What do you think?
Well, you mentioned blowing it wide open. Who better to talk about blowing it wide open than Paul? Paul, are you blowing it wide open this weekend with Weekend League?
No, I'm not necessarily blowing it wide open. I'm more of just sort of trying to sneak in there, get as many wins as possible and be out. I've had a busy weekend, but I'm going to try and get a few done today. But this... there's so much to do. There's so much to do over this last few weeks with these daily cups, swaps finishing off, rivals, co-op, which I prioritise over any game mode pretty much. So been a busy few weeks for me playing FIFA. So it's been nice just to have a relaxing week or two where it just sort of hopefully just slows down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, this myself, obviously, talked about it last few weeks. I'm not playing FIFA anymore. Just really can't be asked to engage with it at this point. But I'm actually following it closer than I was before. It seems like it's different seeing the game through a third party perspective, because it kind of, you look at it and you can really narrow down some of the really fundamental issues that you used to just kind of accept because you were going to play it anyways. And now it's like It's just easier for me to let go of the game and just wait for the new one when you're just so fed up with some of these things that they do. And we'll get into this a little bit later, but I think it's important that we talk about the new Condoball team of the season. Who's excited about it?
I'm sure there's some South Americans who give a fuck.
Maybe. But we don't have that many South Americans that listen. So sorry for you guys, but we're not going to talk much about them because no one gives a fuck.
Yeah. Those that are listening would rather play with team of the season Mbappe, most likely anyway. So, you know, it's
yeah,
good effort, but, yeah. You know.
I will say one thing. I do like the look of Dario Benedetto. I don't know if you guys remember 4 or 5 years ago, he had an unreal team of the season card when he was playing for Boca. 5-star weak foot, very quick. Not a short arse by any means at 5'10", but perhaps small enough to not feel like shit on the ball, like any 6-foot plus strikers tend to do. So I might try and shoehorn it, that one into a team with Dybala and maybe attach an icon to it for a bit of that chemistry protection. But yeah, the rest of it can go straight in the bin, quite frankly.
Yeah, if there's no Tevez, I don't care. That's kind of where I'm at. What about you, Paul?
Yeah, we do get the odd one or two decent cards, don't we? But to be honest, I'm that interested. I've not even looked yet. I've been busy since 6, but yeah, nobody's that hyped for it either.
Yeah. Well, what about the ultimate team of the season? That came out not too long ago. Today is Sunday. It came out on Friday. Are there any surprise picks in the ultimate team of the season for you, Matt?
Mike Maignan, or whatever his name is, the keeper.
Yeah.
What, 92 rated, 93? I mean, there's been better keepers come out during team of the season. So unless they're saying, okay, we think he's had the best year out of everyone, even though he's not the highest rated goalkeeper, but it's not selling packs, not that keepers generally do anyway. But I've had enough team of the season rammed down my throat for the last 6 weeks where I don't care about ultimate team of the season, unfortunately. I think it's one of those things where it's like, should EA even try to push this? Because the hype is well and truly dead by the time this comes out. Surely everyone's got their teams made by now. It's not like we're playing against anyone who doesn't have an 11 that consists of very high level team of the season cards and or icons at this point. So what does this achieve other than just drag it out one extra week? Don't know. But
well,
you can't get excited about
it. I think it probably achieves a little bit for their wallets. I mean, I think there's probably still some people out there who are blowing money on FIFA points trying to pack a CR7 or an Mbappe or somebody.
I'd love to see the numbers on that. I can't imagine anyone's held anything back this long because by this point, we're going to have the main summer promo coming in a week or two. All these team of the season cards, for the most part, are going to be well and truly in the dust by then. So are they really expecting people to dip into their wallets in a significant way? I'd be very surprised. I'd love to have access to the data on it to know either way, but I don't.
I'm sure it's not massive, but I'm sure people are spending money. Because some people just have money to spend like that, just disposable income to just blow it away. Who cares?
All the content guys will do it, but Joe Average isn't touching it. I imagine.
No, absolutely not. Maybe Paul is. I don't know.
I'm not spending money on it, but I like it. We've got all the best cards in the game, pretty much, in one team. The prices of them now are ridiculously low. So for your average player who's not been able to afford these cards all year, for 150k, you can have a Ruben Dias and a Trent. So I think for us guys who've got lots of coins to spend on cards. We sort of maybe take that for granted a bit, but a lot of these cards are getting super cheap now. And even for people who've got lots of coins, you know, they maybe didn't want to spend 1.7 million on a Bellingham, but now he's a mil. They'll buy him. I'll be smashing upgrades this week, trying to pack some of these. And I don't necessarily need them, but I just like it. It's a bit of fun. All the best cards. Whenever you got an opportunity to pack all the best cards in one go. And I think some of these cards will be relevant during the summer promo. There's lots that won't be. You know, maybe your team of the season, Diaz and Bruno, some of those sort of cards. But your cards like Bellingham, Mbappe, CR7, Nkunku, it'll be relevant till end of game, I think. They might not be the best in their position, but still very, very good, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a bigger problem at hand here that EA perhaps need to think about more, or maybe they just don't give a fuck because they know the game's nearly over. But what I'm getting at is, if we're talking about accessibility of cards, particularly the super high-end stuff like your Bellinghams and whatnot, which were out of reach for a lot of players. If, and not everyone can still afford a Bellingham, but a lot more can. But what I'm getting at is, if everyone, relatively speaking, can get these cards and everyone's team becomes that much better, then the impact on the game is no one gets better because no one has any advantage. Everyone's team is 100% killers. What's the point? Why don't we just all play with gold cards? Because generally, we're upgrading our teams just to get that little bit of temporary edge, but you can't get it now. It's gone. Everyone's team is so maxed out that no matter who you pack, you're not really getting any advantage whatsoever unless you have your dream player who just suits your playstyle, who has 5-star skills and 5-star weak foot. No, it's mutually assured destruction. It's an arms race. It's over. You know, the game is dead now because everyone's team's just juiced to the gills.
I disagree. I think we've got, there's lots still to go at. Do you know what I mean? There's still, that's the game all year, isn't it? Though you go from your gold cards to, you know, and you move up in the quality of cards, and you know everyone's got mad defenders now, but you just have to figure it out, don't you? You find different ways of playing, and I think that becomes the challenge then of trying to break down these mad defenders and mad midfields with different tactics that you might not have used. But yeah, no, I get your point. We're in the home straight for sure, nearly at the end. But last year they revived it massively with these summer promos, and a lot of people that were there. Favourite part of the game, I think, you know, through the Euros into end of cycle.
Well, on the ultimate team of the season discussion, before we get completely away from it, normally I would say you could play Weekend League and have a shot at getting one of these ultimate team of the season in your red picks. But Paul, they've done something to change that, haven't they?
Yeah, you can now get pretty much any team of the season card from eFigs above 90, is it 91 rate, which takes out about six cards. So, you know, you can pretty much pack any from the top five, which is dog shit. What does it matter if everybody gets two reds that are great? Because not all of them are great. They're good. Not all of them are great. What does it matter if everybody gets two at this stage?
Yeah. You know, they would get like Trent. They would get Manyan or whatever his name is, Ruben Diaz. They would get the low-end guys, right? Everybody would have those, you know. But I don't see why they didn't do that. But, I mean, it's on par with what they've done here recently. This last week, they've changed also the elite player pick rewards. And the wording on that post, and I'm not going to rant on it, but I've talked to you guys about it privately. The way they worded that was so fucking poor. My 6-year-old could have done a better job at explaining this, but that's kind of on par with them. That's what they do. They're misleading. They make shit really confusing. But basically, it says in addition, starting on season 7, the elite division player pick reward pool will switch to team of the week or team of the season, consisting of team of the week, team of the season items rated 83 overall or higher that have been released as of season 7 start date. The problem I have with that is, there are no team of the weeks as of season 7. The last team of the week was in season 6. So it doesn't make sense. Clearly they meant to say prior to, we're going to give them a pass on that. But who the fuck wants a team of the week card for elite player pick at this point in the game? What does that do for me, Paul?
It's just a bit weird if you ask me, like giving people, putting those in there.
Do they not want people to play?
As an option? I don't know if they're just trying to maybe have a bit of a lull over the coming weeks and then smash us with something big, because, you know, that's something that they've done in the past, like had a quiet week or two and then come with something big. I just don't get, but if you're still hammering the game at this stage to get elite rewards, you should be rewarded for that, shouldn't you? Do you know what I mean? You know, nobody wants an 83 team of the week. Nobody wanted an 83 team of the week 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that they're offering that as part of the rewards now is just a bit of a, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like
it's a slap in the face to your customer base.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't know if Mets thinks anything different. Maybe we're just being negative.
The only thing that springs to mind to me when I saw that is it's one, it seems obvious that you're going to need some team of the week fodder for whatever's coming next, basically. So they're going to give it to you. There's no tots fodder left because they've gone to ultimate team of the season. So they're replacing it with team of the week fodder instead. And they don't want you to be in a situation where you're submitting 90 plus tots cards into SBCs, because that's equally bad for the player as well. If that's the only sort of stuff they've got left to dip into SBCs, that's a card they might want to use. So, okay, if you don't get super lucky, here's something disposable that you can stick into an SBC that's coming up. Otherwise, it's business as usual. But yeah, weird stuff happens at this stage of the game. Weird decisions are made. You know, they're really going out on a limb to try and keep people engaged now, and this doesn't help with that. But that's because we don't know what's coming next. And I suspect whatever team of the weeks that you pack between now and then, unless it happens to be like an Mbappe, Neymar or something of that ilk, are designed to go into SBCs. So I'm not stressing too much about it at this stage.
Well, I'm definitely not stressing about it. Well, what about these Innovant Era cards we got over the week? That actually caught my eye, and I'm actually considering getting back into the game to go after Cesc Fabregas and Juan Mata, two Chelsea icons that used to play for us, and that would go towards my Chelsea team that I'm slowly building. And it's cool that they made those as objectives too, so you can basically get those for free, which is really nice. And they look like really good cards. What do you think about those, Mets?
I don't think they're good cards. I disagree.
You don't think so?
No, they're not on par with anything that's come out during Team of the Season. If you look at Mata and Cesc, they are where we were at a couple promos before Team of the Season, I would argue. Barely usable. Insigne, a little bit better. But you know, at this stage of the game, if you don't have 5-star weak foot, I'm not playing you on the wing. And I got strong on into actually doing that SBC because I was getting a pile of high-rated fodder in my unassigned. I had to do it, otherwise I wasn't going to be able to open packs. So thanks to that, EA. And Di Maria, I think he's got, like, is it 2 or 3-star weak foot? I'm like, Jesus Christ. That's bad.
Yeah, Di Maria is always a downfall. That's just his weak foot. But
and I mean, Di Maria in the game. I think I find him more usable than Messi. Is that just the way I play? But I can't put that much fodder into a card that just is so predictable in the fact that he can only play on his left foot. You know, you're going to be so readable that you getting a shot off with that card is going to be so difficult. so difficult. So I'm not impressed with what they've done. I like the fact that they're doing them. I just don't think they're good enough. They're token gestures for me at this stage. I want to see something a bit more juicy, like towards the end of last year's game, we got a really good end of the year. Sergio Ramos, you know, would slot into most people's team as a first 11 pick. Where the fuck are these cards for these? None of these are going to get into anyone's first 11 who have been doing well in team of the season, in my opinion. So in that regard, it's a fail.
I mean, it's kind of been the theme, though, for free cards. As far as free cards go, they really haven't given us much that's like, you know, premium. Like last year, we had Koundé. He lasted a long time as a premier center back for free. This year, we really didn't get that. And I like Juan Mata and Cesc Fabregas because I'm kind of a homer. And they're free cards. I can't ever complain about free cards, right? But the SBCs, the Di Maria SBC, in my opinion, Paul, you correct me if I'm wrong, but 420K on PlayStation, 420 on Xbox, that's ridiculously overpriced in this environment. What do you think?
Yeah, it's that PSG tax, isn't it? You know, it's... It's like the new lot they were doing on Friday night. People had so many saved packs, nowhere to put the duplicates. So it was something that most people probably had to start. And because they've started and done a couple of high rated squads, they'll probably complete it. But yeah, with a 3-star week for it's a bit of a non-starter for me. But I will say, Schmelzer just come out tonight, looks great value. He really does look a great card. You know, he's only got a 3-star weak foot, but we'll give him a pass for that. 99 aggression. He's a 97 rated fullback with an anchor on. And he gets links to Bellingham, which is always a bonus. We always need links to Bellingham. And that's about 100k, I think. So that looks like a really good card. Really solid defensively, really good passing, high defensive work rates. I think he'll be a good card.
Yeah. And Mitch, you mentioned that PSG tax. Just want to let people know that if you did consider doing Di Maria, you can also go out and get that player of the month, 95 rated Messi, for about 380 on PlayStation, 320 on Xbox. Much better card. Much less coinage involved on that one. And it's tradable. You wouldn't have to commit the coins to an untradable card like Di Maria. That would be my recommendation. Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, I nearly did it on Friday when I had some duplicates, but I passed up on it. I'd rather do some of the cheaper ones that are one squad that, you know, you may never use, but for 80k, so what, Sling them in club, it's a bit of fodder at worst, and you never know when you might need those links. But that's a lot of investment to have in a card that you might use for a weekend and realise is just not it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I was looking at the market yesterday, and man, it's really come down a lot, Paul. Mets, I don't know if you've noticed this as well, but everything is just crashed. I mean, just come down hard, massively. And I started picking up a few cards, a few players here and there. And then I got to thinking, Paul, you mentioned it before we started, but icon SPCs and prices of icons, do we think they're still higher than they should be currently?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything else has absolutely tanked. But talking to George today, and we were looking at Puskas, Moments Puskas, Eusebio, R9, Ronaldinho, those like premium icons have hardly budged when you've got some of these ultimate team of the season that have dropped 30, 40, 50%, some of them more. So they are still that premium price, and I think they always will be just because of the rarity. Like, so many people still want to use these cards, but they're not packed very often. How many times do you see a tradable R9 packed or a tradable Eusebio packed? It's a rare thing.
Few people in the Discord.
Yeah, that Discord's broken. Everybody seems to get mad pulls in there. I look in there sometimes and it breaks my heart. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my account?
Hey, I got a couple.
I'm just glad somebody's getting them.
Got a couple of good ones this week. I got Cancelo out of a rare Electrum pack. And then today I did an 83 times 5 e-figs pack and got De Bruyne. So yeah, there is still some nice magic dust out there.
Nice. I am complaining. I did pack Marquinhos and Kimmich on Friday. So I can't, like, you know, I'm not...
What the fuck?
I hold my hands up here and I'll say, you know, I'm not packing nothing over here. But I always feel like I should pack more of these high-end cards. I deserve them more than most people. Yeah, you're right, Matt, there. Thanks for pointing that out. I do. I deserve them more than most. I don't know why.
Why?
I just feel like I do. Somebody packs a Eusebio and an R9. I feel like I should pack a Eusebio and R9 and a Ronaldinho.
What a fucking asshole.
Yes, okay. I am Hunter. Correct.
Next topic of business we need to discuss, and I thought this was just disgusting from EA. And if you're offended by negative comments about EA, then you probably should turn this off. This might not be for you if you're thin-skinned. But why are they putting untradable ultimate packs in the store? They want you to pay coins or FIFA points and give you untradeable cards for that. I feel like there's a bigger thing at play here, and I'll get to that in a minute. But Paul, what the fuck is this?
It's a test, I think. I feel like it's a test. They've been doing a lot of strange things with the store recently. They put all those packs in the other day, which, you know, some people thought that were a mistake. I'm not so sure. I'm wondering if they're just seeing how people react to certain packs. But these untradeable ultimate packs and rare players packs in the store, they're not much cheaper than the tradable ones, which I've no issue with putting untradeable packs in there, but value them right. Do you know what I mean? I'd love some untradeable gold rares when upgrades are out. If you could just buy loads of packs for a reasonable value, so I didn't have to keep buying those fucking gold rares. I've bought so many gold rares, but anyway. But yeah, I think they need to value them right, because in their thinking, George said it today. In their thinking, if they value them at that, why don't they value the icon SBCs at a third of the value of the tradable ones?
It's true.
Sorry, two thirds of the value of the tradable ones, because, you know, they're saying that untradable cards are worth a third less than the tradable, but they don't price their icon SBCs at that. So,
well, these things are dynamic, you know.
I know they're dynamic. Things have been very dynamic recently. But yeah, you know, and like I say, I feel like it is a bit of a test. We might get some next week that are a little bit cheaper, and they might be just seeing how the player base to react, what people do. But at this stage of the game, people have got coins. They're going to see those and they're going to think, oh, wow, they're cheaper. I'll blast loads of my coins into some of these untradeable packs. Well, while Ultimate Team of the Season's in packs, it's a good move, really, on their behalf.
I don't like it. If you're going to put untradeable ultimate packs and rare players packs, you got to make them cheaper than that. I feel like they're just trying to get way too much for what they're giving you. And you know it's going to be shit, most of those cards.
Mets, I'm a shareholder. Let them get after it.
Oh, you suck. You disgusting.
You were saying,
Mets, where you stand on this one?
I think Paul's right. It's the time of the year when they get to mess around with things. I think it was about this time last year, or certainly not too long afterwards, that they first introduced preview packs to sort of gauge how the market would react to that. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but preview packs disappeared for about 24 hours earlier this week, probably when those untradables launched, I imagine. I'm sure that's not a coincidence.
It's just a visual glitch. That's all it was. Just
sure,
visual.
Sure. I'm positive you're right there. I'm guessing purely that it's a case of it's Ultimate Team in the Season. Here's some discounted ways of packing those cards, and they want to drain the swamp before the next big promo comes out. And if you do happen to pack something that's worth a lot of coins, you can't get rid of it. So you're going to have to buy more packs, and that next big promo comes out, whatever it happens to be. So, you know, it's all by design. They're not stupid, but I agree with what Paul said, that I have no issue with the fact that they're doing untradeable packs. I'm sure this is the way it's going to go in the future. Totally. They just need to be a bit cheaper, but you don't have to buy them, I suppose.
So they're going to drain the swamp and make EA great again?
Something like that.
Is that what you're saying?
Build a wall between Canada and the US so no one can get through to EA HQ, that kind of thing.
Anyways, so the whole thing I think we're all alluding to here is George mentioned in the Discord, George Coog, and I was thinking it yesterday, but I feel like they're setting us up to just eliminate the market as a whole. That way they have complete control of everything. They don't have to worry about coin sellers. They don't have to worry about third party, any kind of distractions. They can focus more of their resources on the market to control it better than to combat other outside forces. Would this be a good thing or a bad thing, Mets, if we eliminated the market entirely?
Definitely good for EA. Not so good for the players. It's something I would need to sort of sit around and dwell upon a lot longer. I think there's a podcast in that in itself, if I'm entirely honest. But the whole market aspect perhaps needs a bit of a freshen up, whatever it is that they decide to do. But in order to stay compliant with what's going on in the EU and other global markets, this is the sort of thing they're going to have to do. Less loot box type mechanics than what they've been getting away with for years. It's all coming. It's been coming for a while. They're trying to find different ways around it, like we said, with preview packs and disabling the market completely. So whatever you pack, it stays in your club forever, and you're going to struggle to get value out of them apart from SBCs. And as you say, EA will retain full control. There's going to be no market manipulation. So that sorts of problems that we've had earlier this year with leaks and stuff like that. Because if you leak something that's coming in, you can't trade on it, then no one has any advantage. Mm. That's just pure hype at that point. So that's probably a big plus for EA. So I'm prepared for them to try something different. We know from experience that they won't always get it right first time. And maybe the year where they're still just hanging on to that FIFA brand, is the time to dabble with it. And if they fuck it up, then whoever inherits the FIFA brand can deal with that, and EA get to start something completely fresh with better ideas later. So maybe, yeah, it's the time to do things a little bit different and see what happens.
Paul, where do you stand? Market or no market?
Market? I'll be fucked. What am I going to play? Candy Crush?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I heard it's addictive.
Give people advice on how to open packs with FIFA points.
You have to stay in the division.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's heading towards that way, so we'll just have to get on with it. But it is an interesting idea that we just all, you know, I thought about this before, we might get to a stage where we can, with our in-game currency, buy certain players straight off the market, certain icons or whatever, straight off the market, or a premium pack with some of these top icons in, just straight off the market, almost like an icon player pick, but you'd just be able to buy that pack straight out of the market. It'll be interesting for sure. But yeah, I enjoy trading. It's fun for me, so I won't enjoy it if it just vanished, but it's heading that way, isn't it? We're going that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that. They could just sell the packs, or they could sell players, you know, outright. It's already sort of somewhat pay to win in some aspects. So why not just fucking go with it? I mean, who cares? It's already there. Just own it. You know what I mean? So even in MLB The Show, and I wasn't going to mention it, but I will. They sell what they call stubs, which is like the equivalent of coins in FIFA, that you can actually buy coins in that game. Unlike this, you have to buy FIFA points and gamble with them and hope you get it to translate to coins. You can just buy the fucking coins and go buy the players you want. It's a great user experience. I don't know why they don't do that, but neither here nor there. We'll see what comes in the next few weeks. Main thing that I want to talk about next is, how do they keep this game engaging going forwards? And we'll start with Matt. What do you think is coming down the pipe? Because if we don't get anything soon, I feel like a lot of people are going to end up like me, not playing the game.
That's a really tough question, because I'm just starting to hit the wall now where I don't think there's much that they can give me that's going to make me more interested at this stage. I feel like we've had so much stuff during the team of the season. What more can you give me? Realistically, was it festival football we had at the end of last year? And basically, through a number of different techniques, they were able to upgrade cards based on certain results that they were having. And we got to the point where some cards were like 97, 98, 99 rated. And then they gave us those very cheap recyclable SBCs where basically everyone could do every Icon Moments card that they wanted, and that certainly kept people interested for a few weeks longer than they otherwise would have done, but that ain't going to work for me. I'm not saying you're stupid if you fall for those tricks, but I value my time more than dicking around on the EA slot machine doing that kind of thing. So The only thing I can imagine they would do is, because the World Cup's coming later this year, do some sort of like World Cup preview promotion. So these are all the players we know are going to be in the World Cup, because we'll know who's qualified now pretty much. Do something based around that, and let's get some players in there who generally don't get special calls, who play for some obscure nations, and juice them up and throw some five-star skills, five-star weak foots in there, that kind of thing, and see what happens. But you know, the game moves in a predictable enough cycle where people are just dropping off at this stage anyway. So you know, if they can't engage people, it's because they want to do something with their summer. They're playing different games. It just comes and goes. EA needs to have that 2 or 3 month break, or FIFA needs to have that 2 or 3 month break between the end of the real football season and the start of the new game cycle, because everyone gets hyped once they've had that break. If they don't stop, they'll just sort of begrudgingly go along with it, but not really be fully engaged and get a little bit bored. It's good to have a break, do something else, play other games, enjoy the summer, disconnect a little bit. I know I will be. And then EA have got to work really hard to retain my engagement when Modern Warfare 2 comes out, because I know and a lot of other gamers who play this in a competitive manner will start playing that. Hunter's got his hands
on. I'm going to play it. Yeah, I'm going to play it too, but I'm terrible at shooters. But I'm gonna give it my best. I did play Fortnite for the first time last night and I won. So there's that. Probably had a bunch of kids I was playing against them.
Yeah. Disgraceful. Disgraceful behavior. Check your hard drive.
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Easy. Shots fired. God damn.
Hell.
Paul, do you plan to engage with the game going forward much? Or are you going to take a break?
Yeah, I think apart from being addicted, I'm going to get on and use a lot of these cards that I've packed, hopefully, that I've not had a chance to play with, because I think Team of the Season has been that fast and so many cards coming in. There's loads of cards that I really want to use, but I've just not had that opportunity to use them. So it would be nice if we got something over the next few weeks where you had to build, you know, like the Weekend League Plus, where you've got to, you can use a team of maybe with 7 French players in, or English, whatever it may be, to get some extra reds. That'd be nice, but I think we'll just get the normal sort of summer stars, big summer promo with all the cards that people really want, that we've not really had yet. Cards that have not got Team of the Seasons, or the Team of the Seasons have been not that good. Yeah, they'll just throw everything at it, I think. But it is good to have that break, or at least slow down.
I've got an idea. I know what I would do. I'd come up with a game mode, say something like Foot Draft. You have to use FIFA points to enter it, so they can still make money. But whatever rewards you get out of Foot Draft between now and a certain date, you get rewards now and the equivalent rewards at the start of next year's game. People will go.
Didn't they do that last year?
They did a little bit, but the rewards were terrible and you didn't get them until like a month after the game started. But if you do something that gets some meaningful packs, both now and later, people will buy FIFA points. They will continue playing the game, so they are set, ready for next year's game. I guarantee it. They go fucking wild for it.
You're a true fucking degenerate, man. That's disgusting, but I like it.
I think one of the issues I've got at the moment is that we're getting leaks already for FIFA 23. I think these leaks are so early. Like, we're going to know everything within the next month. Oh, we're going to know the majority of what's going on.
Do we know
when
week one team of the week yet?
No, but it's coming this week. Apparently, Sheriff Sheriff put out a little teaser earlier
on
today.
What the fuck can they be leaking that's of any like true value to anybody?
It's just gameplay stuff that's coming in the game that we didn't know about. But it's only going to carry on. These leaks are going to carry on. And it just sort of kills the hype a little bit for me. You want to find out in the weeks running up to the start of the game, not months before.
I'm not going to get hyped if they give me next year's engine demo, and that it, you know, what kind of mid-air physicality players got that don't really do anything like they promised this year, and all that marketing bullshit. Don't fall for it.
There were some rumors of 2-on-2 foot champs.
Hypermotion.
Where the fuck did that come from?
It was our last.
They must be listening.
Is that like code for your intimate endeavors? Is it hypermotion?
Yeah, she likes a bit of hypermotion.
A bit of hypermotion, you fucking bastard.
Hypermotion.
I did see a leak that there's going to be World Cup mode in FIFA 23. And I got flashbacks to FIFA 18 real quick. But hopefully they're a little bit smarter with it this year. And they can actually make it useful and engaging. Somebody did message in the Discord in the PlayStation Pro Clubs channel, and it gave me a reminder. That's one thing we could do as a community, specifically in this Discord, and we can get those Pro Clubs teams going again, because I've always said Pro Clubs is the best game mode in FIFA as far as fun and engaging and playing with your friends. It's not super sweaty. It's just all around good time. If you've never tried Pro Clubs, really recommend you do that. You can do that by going to the Discord, click the link in the show notes, and we've got channels set up. But really recommend everybody at least give it a try. Paul, I know you play a little bit of Pro Clubs.
Greedy twats need not apply.
What's that?
I said greedy twats need not apply.
Yeah, you got to be a team player, man.
Yeah. That's it. Mets, the only
Mets
thing.
Is shaking his head.
That's like Volta to me. It's like, what? What is this? No, you're okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're missing out.
I haven't really touched anything other than like either clicking it by mistake or literally spent a couple of minutes just out of curiosity, but it's been Ultimate Team only right. since FIFA 09. But I'll tell you one thing though. EA are sitting on a lot of credit in the bank with the community for, this might be before your time, Hunter, but FIFA World Cup or Road to World Cup 98, which was sort of PS1 era game, although I think it did come out on like Mega Drive or Genesis and Super Nintendo, but
Sega Genesis.
Terrible. But that is probably the most universally beloved yearly iteration of FIFA that's ever come out. And they did Road to World Cup 98 earlier in the year, and then they did World Cup 98 later on when it was actually the World Cup. And now that we've got this funny gap between the summer and the World Cup coming out, is it October, I think it is, in Qatar? They might do something with that and just like get the community like super hyped. So you sort of play this Road to World Cup mode or something to that effect. I don't know, but it would be a shame if they don't sort of cash in on that before they lose the FIFA brand, because that is like everyone's sort of massively favorite FIFA game if they've been playing it for more than the last 10 years. Although if you did play Road to World Cup 98 and you think it was really good, you were playing the wrong football game. You should have been playing International Superstar Soccer. So fuck you, fuck your mother, etc.
Yeah, fuck you and your mother.
He's firing shots today, is Matt. He's told Hunter to clean his hard drive before the feds come. Now he's telling
building
people,
a wall.
Build a wall.
Yeah.
Go fuck your mother if you didn't play Road to 98. I was 18 years old. I wasn't playing that. I was out like having sex and taking drugs. I was 18 years old.
Good for you. You should have been playing International Superstar Soccer, though, or like the early versions of PES, like Pro Evolution Soccer, etc., because those were the good football games at the time.
Okay, well, you're right. That was before my time, and we're not going to talk about anybody's mother. I don't have anything else to talk about this week. It's a bit shorter. I think next week is probably going to be the last of our weekly episode of Footballers for the normal rotation for this season. So if you have any questions or hot takes, things you want to add, hey, look, if there's anything we can talk about, we'll come and talk about it. But I mean,
what am I going to do?
It's kind of dying.
Night, no.
Have a wink and a biscuit, I guess.
I look forward to talking to you three. Two even.
Huh?
I says I ain't got any friends. I look forward to talking to you two for half an hour a week.
Well, we can still do that and just record a conversation.
There we go. We'll record a conversation.
Might not be
any old shit.
We need to talk about you getting kidnapped. We'll do that.
Yes, we'll talk. We'll definitely talk about that soon. Soon we will.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
maybe we should do some recordings about stuff other than Ultimate Team. Maybe we could talk about how shit the Obi-Wan show is on Disney and how good The Boys is, because Hunter, you're really enjoying that, aren't you?
Yeah, I just finished season two. Oh man, when those people's heads started exploding, holy shit. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. You know, people do like a club tour at the end of the year. We'll do that with your fucking hard drive, Hunter.
That's going to be the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in this week. We're going to talk to Paul here, and he can tell us where to follow him, and we're not going to talk about my hard drive. Paul, where can they follow you?
Right foot, WRIGHTFUT. Right fucking foot.
Thank you. Matt?
Yeah, it's the usual Twitter, Discord, and it's Vegwars up front, or go fuck any member of your family that you choose.
Well, there we have it. You can follow me at Don't Look at My Hard Drive, and you can follow the show at Footballers Pod. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll be back next week with Paul's kidnapping episode and whatever the fuck else FIFA comes out with. See ya.
See ya. He comes.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.